tuning in to Chaos Culture Radio, dropping knowledge in the studio, you already know.
Yeah, I can't, you're muted.
You're muted now. Thank you.
Shit, you rolling up, you high already, man?
Well, hey, you know, when you feel like you're running out of steam, you know what I'm saying? But hey, this Prince I King, I'm back here with
and this your
Run.
Man, Ronnie Run.
This your boy, New Jordanera. Let's go. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Yeah, this one right here, you already know it's 420, 420, 420. It's like a marijuana day. It's a festival, which means is that some states, weed is legalized. So they're having a lot of festivals, having a lot of events. It's about to go on tomorrow, 420. People going to get their smoking on. So this podcast is pretty much talking about 420 and what's the whole meaning of it. And not only that, like what's going on, like certain areas, where can people get some good edibles, good weed around this time. So I'll let Jordan speak on that because he's actually in California. So he's more California people. Florida is not legalized yet.
Okay. So first of all, I will say that before I moved to California, I was disapproved of marijuana and cannabis. I thought it was bad. And I see a lot of our youth using a lot, and it kind of, I feel like, makes people lazy. Then I went to California, started, and then going to these dispensaries, started to learn about it, the benefits of it, the effects of it, and so I started using it. And this learn about, I learned so much stuff about it, and I just did a 180. And, you know, being that, you know, living in California, you know, this is marijuana king over here, you know, because it's one of the first states that finally got marijuana legalized.
Right.
And so, and that's a big, big deal. And to see, you know, all these companies, these companies started small, now they're really, really big in California. Local dispensaries here. There's a dispensaries I go to that's right around the corner from me called House of Flowers. So I'm about to go shopping tomorrow after I get off work. They have so much deals and I'm about to shop on. But yeah, just, you know, these local dispensaries, there's a dispensary here in Vegas called Planet 13, one of the biggest dispensaries in the world. They're Las Vegas. They're the biggest in the world, and one in Orange County. They're the second business. Mm-hmm. And what they're trying to do in the next, you know, 5 to 6 years, they're trying to expand to different cities like in Detroit, Houston, Dallas, New York. Mm-hmm. Once Florida gets legalized, they was looking in Miami as well. So right now, you know, I'm trying to get the government, I guess, the House. The House passed to get weed decriminalized. And after that, it has to go to the Senate. And if the Senate approves it, you know, the president can sign it and everything. But this being out here in California, this has seen so much, learned so much, and how, you know, it's a good vibe here, you know, with marijuana, you know, and people, you know, will inform you about it, give you information about it. The different type of strands. What's their favorite strand? This is, you know, sativa, indica, hybrid. Learning about THC levels and all that type of stuff. And it's learning about strands. I think it's like over 200 strands of weed. And to me, and I'm more of a weed advocate, and I'm a person that likes to try weed. And right now, I have tried up to 70 strands of weed. Mm. And hopefully, by the end of this year, I'll hit 100. But yeah, man, 420. Hey, man, I celebrate 420. I can't wait for tomorrow, man. It's a festival. I'm going to be blowing. Once I get off of work, I'm going to be blowing all day. My wife's going to be working, but she's going to be blowing too. We like our weed and everything. And after that, we're going to hit a festival. Just, hey, man, just celebrate. Hey, 420, man. Tomorrow, man, I can't wait.
And not only that, but people gotta understand that marijuana also has some benefits to it. One of the benefits, it helps to reduce anxiety. Mm-hmm. It helps muscle tension, and also slow down on tumor growth in your brain. Like weed has some good benefits to it. So, you know, I used to be against weed because I don't really smoke it, However, there is some good benefits to it. So that people that is going to smoke tomorrow, just make sure you're very careful in smoking. You buy the right kind of product and don't buy it for someone that you know could really do some harm to your body. You know what I'm saying? Because it is effectual. You know, a lot of people have now, places like Florida is not legalized yet. So I know a lot of people going to be traveling to California or going to New York or going to Denver or Colorado. They're going to be going to different places for this festival that's going on tomorrow. So it's going to be a great time. You know, I normally say it online. I think not only that, I think they say Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa. A lot of people are going to be performing in L.A. like they always do every year. And not only that, I think Snoop Dogg and also Wiz Khalifa got their own product. So people can also check out if you're in the California area and also in Vegas as well. And I think I think it was Julio White that used to be here. So he also got his own product as well. So I think he's launching this year. So I think.
No, it's out. It's out already. It's out.
Oh, it's out.
It said like here, it's in certain dispensaries, not close to me, but it's out. And also Ice Cube, he has his out too called, I think it's called Fridays or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he has one out. It came out last year, so you know, he has our premium. But yeah, also Nipsey Hussle, you know, God rest his soul.
Yeah, I know Nipsey Hussle.
Has his one called the Marathon OG. I might get it tomorrow because they have it at the location I'm going to, so I'm gonna try that out.
Oh, nice. So the location you're going to, is it like a big venue where it's gonna be a lot of people, or is it like a small semi crowd?
Well, you know, different locations. Like I said, what they do is they'll have, you know, they'll buy balloons. The one I'm going to tomorrow, which I go to every few weeks. So what they do is, like I said, they'll have, you know, balloons up, you know, heavy 420, and they'll have music, they'll have food trucks, and they'll have like mega deals. And for me, you know, since I go there so much, I'm a member there. I have points, so. And I also have a car. So I'm over 1,000 points. So since I have 1,000 points, I can spend, I'll have like $100 credit. I have like $100 credit to spend. And then after that, I'll just pay $1 for it. And then also I have a stamp card where I have like 8 stamps. And after that, I could get their brand of type of marijuana, weed and everything. So I will, like I said, when I get there, I'm only going to spend $1. To honest man,
wow,
spend
$1. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes, sir.
That's crazy. So the food truck, what type of food truck they got there? Like what type of food? Like
so, let me pull it up. So they're gonna have four food trucks out there. I think every 2 or 3 hours because they open at 9 and then they close at I think 11.
Uh-huh.
And let me pull it real quick. Real quick. And so I know for sure they're going to have a taco truck, I believe a ice cream truck, a burger truck, and there's another one too. I think like a salad truck. So they're going to have 4 trucks every 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah. I don't know why Miami, I don't know why Florida didn't legalize weed yet. It should have been already done with.
Mm-hmm. You know the funny thing about that is, these politicians move when it doesn't benefit them on the pockets and the narrative. They're gonna take their sweet ass time.
No, but look at the money California made. You see, like with the food truck. Look at the advance. California getting serious money tomorrow.
And the thing is, I was gonna say this, Hakeem. With other states, like I said, the state wants their money, their tax money. And also the city, they want to tax money too. Mm-hmm. So when I buy something, you gotta pay, you know, not just regular stuff, but state tax and city tax as well.
Mm. So Florida's actually losing big time.
Yeah.
Big time. But I don't know if New York legalized weed already or no.
No.
Yeah, they did. They did. Because I was up there when I went to New York over a month ago. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was seeing how the scene is out there. So they're just getting started. They just getting started and everything. Because when I was talking to one lady and understanding everything, she was telling me, we just getting started. You know, I'm you're from California, not like that, because most of this product they get is from California.
Mm-hmm.
So what they got to do is, like I said, these, you know, these, you know, hopefully there's some companies, you know, people try to, you know, they got to, you know, start growing in New York, you know, get a facility and start growing and everything. And they got, you know, and they got to get a license and all that type of stuff, which, you know, in some states it could be hectic. It could take a while. It could take up to, you know, 3 to 6 months to get a license and everything. And it costs a lot of money. So with, you know, I know for, you know, California is good. Nevada, you know, they're doing good. Washington State and Denver. Mm. And all these new states, you know, they're just starting, you know, they gotta, you know, get their name out there and start building with the local dispensaries and everything.
Now that's what's up. 420. Do you think 420 ever gonna affect crime in a sense?
Not at all. Like you don't hear anything here, you know. I don't hear anything in other states like Nevada. You know, you don't hear. Like I said, since I've been here, I haven't heard anything. Increasing crime and everything because here, you know, it's a vibe out here. You want to blow and chill. So yeah.
No, but that's pretty cool. I would say hopefully next year I'll be able to go to like a 420 event just to see how it is. I know Florida's still not gonna be legalized yet. It's always on the ballot. People are like, yo, I voted for it. How come Florida never pass it? Florida's not gonna pass it. It's like one of them states that just ain't gonna do it.
They just with the shit. That's the shit boy about Florida.
But I can't, you don't even smoke, man.
I don't. That's the crazy thing. I'm a hypocrite. You know what I mean? But shit, you know, I fuck with people smoke. Mm-hmm. You know?
Exactly. And I'm with you on that, man.
Mm-hmm. You know, you just got to get it in, you know, and just see what it brings.
Yeah, and I was telling Ronnie before we talked on the show about, you know, back in late 2020, I had fractured my leg, my tibula.
Oh wow!
And I didn't need any surgery or anything, so he just told me, like I said, I just had like a walking boot and let it heal. I was off of work for like 6 months, and so I started, you know, going to this, especially I went to, they start living for me. I start smoking indica, which it gives you like a body high, and also CBDs helps you, you know, reducing, you know, the pain and everything. But, yeah, you know, this smoking on indica and for that period of time, just have the body high and relax my pain on my leg. You know, I didn't take no pain medication. Well, I just smoked that and that helped me a lot with my healing.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind trying something like that. Getting a little mm-hmm. bit zooted, like put one in the air real quick.
Yeah. And there's different types of strains. You know, you have your sativa, which is like a head high. Then you got your indica, which is like a body high. And then you got your hybrid, which is, you can know, it could be sativa dominated, you'll feel more head high than your body.
Yeah.
Or indica dominant, which you feel more body high than your head and everything. And so it's just like, what's your flavor? What you like?
Okay.
What makes you, you know, calm? Makes you want to just chill. Makes you want to go to sleep. Makes you uplifting. Makes you happy. You know, there's, like I said, I smoked over 70 strains of weed, and you know, I have my top five. I have my top 10. But I'll tell you this, to me, the best weed you could smoke on 420 is a strain called Thusher, which is, I believe, it's an indica dominant. It's a hybrid. It's with Triangle Kush. Shout out to the Kush. The Kush family. Kush, that makes me feel good. So it was Triangle Kush and something OG. And to me, that's the best weed you can smoke, because it's, when you smoke, it's like you're a very, very chill, and it's indica dominant, but you don't go to sleep. You know, it makes you feel like in a really, really good mood, mm-hmm. a solid, you know, calming type of mood, like a chill. And also it's like a weed you can smoke with other people. You can just talk and just have a good time with each other.
That's the kind of weed I want in my life.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I can't make it sound like it's a woman.
Yeah. And that's like my number three. My number one, number two. My number two favorite weed is, and the first two of the two, they're from Pure Beauty, which is, you know, they're a very, very popular brand out here. One is called Fantasy Island, mm-hmm. which is like my second best. You smoke that, it's like you in heaven. It's like you in heaven. It's like nothing can go wrong. It's like all, like you said, you just feel so good about yourself. You're in a good hood, happy mood. And like I said, somebody could look at you like wrong or give you like a hate eye. You'd be like, man, I'm in a good mood. I don't need that negative. Like you in a positive mood. Basically. And there's, yes. And it is the one of my best, my all time favorites called Bermuda Triangle. That we write, I remember I smoked it on my birthday back in 2020. That we right there, I just feel like very, not just calm, but it just feel like I'm just like, it just realized like, what's my purpose in life? You know, just like I said, what I did in my past, what I'm doing my present, and what I'm doing my future. And that week makes me think hard. And that's my all-time favorite week right there. It's Bermuda Triangle. And it's from Pure Beauty. Sure, beauty. So yeah, yeah. I'm into this, baby. I'm a weed out. Yeah,
man. You sound like a weed connoisseur.
Really good. I know a lot of people gonna be tuning in. A lot of people smoking them all. And I know a couple that is smoking them all. So that's why I asked. And you know, especially before games ever, they're gonna be smoking behind the scenes. They ain't gonna say it now, but you know they're gonna do it behind the scenes like they always do.
Definitely. Any last words?
My last words, I just want to make sure people go and enjoy themselves and have fun and be safe and don't take nothing from strangers. That's the only thing I keep recommending. Don't take nothing from strangers. If you ain't purchase it, leave it alone. That's all my final thoughts.
My final thought is for 420, have a good time. Like I said, Ryan said, make sure you know what you're smoking. Make sure you know if it's sativa, indica. Make people need to be more educated about what you're smoking. Because I feel like a lot of people are not educated on what they're smoking, and they're just smoking something just to feel good.
Right.
Put like I said, if you're a big smoker, know what you're smoking. Know what's the benefits of what you're smoking. Know this, like I said, hey, I'm gonna smoke this strain because it makes me go to sleep. It may happen in my sleep. Or let me smoke this, you know, fresh out of work because it tones your mouth, makes me feel good. Make sure you, like I said to me, make sure you know what you're smoking. Make sure you have the knowledge what you're smoking. And like I said, you know the knowledge you're smoking. Like I said, it could change, definitely change your perspective. It'll probably make you maybe want to get into the cannabis industry. But that's my final thoughts.
I said, you know what I mean? Hey, smoke ups for me. That's all I got to say on that.
Then you already know from KL Culture Radio, enjoy your 420. We out.
Peace.
Man, I just appreciate y'all just listening. Stay tuned for the next episode.